You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis was scheduled on Thursday to visit the Jasna Góra Monastery in Częstochowa, Poland, to celebrate a mass commemorating the 1050th anniversary of the Baptism of Poland. The monastery is the location of the famous icon, the Black Madonna. There is a legend the image was made by St. Luke, and the icon has been a symbol of Poland and revered especially by the Polish diaspora around the world. The monastery is home to the Order of St. Paul the First Hermit, or the Pauline Fathers. Lydia O'Kane spoke to a South African member of the order, Father David Lamini.
I would say much about the Pope coming to meet the youth in Poland, because this, for me, it shows the unity of the Church. And also, I see the joy of the young people around. Also, it's going to strengthen the Church.
Being here to see also the Black Madonna, being surrounded by all this, what does that mean for your faith?
For me, Black Madonna came also in South Africa, brought by the Trappist. It was 1885, but it was not so popular, the picture of Our Lady, until the Pauline Fathers came in 1991. Mm. So they were explaining to us as a South African people in the South African Częstochowa, which was also founded by the Trappist before. So for us, she's our mother.
What about the faith of young people? How would you describe the faith of young people in South Africa at present?
At present, young people, they really like God. Now they came more than 100 young people from South Africa to meet the Pope in Poland. Although the poor people, they try by all means to collect money, helped by the parishes, so that they can afford this journey.
Mm. Are you hoping the Pope will have a particular message when he comes to Poland on this apostolic visit, but also for World Youth Day?
I'm expecting to hear his message as I'm here, and also to take it back to South Africa. I don't know if I'm answering right your question, but when I'm here, I'm expecting that he's going to give us a message how to evangelize also other people.
Obviously, many people who are here from Africa, yes, will be taking back a message to South Africa and other African nations. That's important in the sense for evangelization, isn't it?
To get from the head of the Church, the message is something very important for us, what I would say. And also, people in South Africa, some they are far from the media, things like that, the television. So if we come and bring the message from the Pope with the pictures sometimes that we have met the Pope, here is his message, that will be a great joy for the people.
Mm. Have you had a chance to go around Krakow? Because it really is, when you see Krakow now, when you see it now, it's got the colours of World Youth Day. It's got the welcome of World Youth Day. How do you feel when you see all that?
Well, although I can't go around it too much because now I'm having...
You're on crutches.
Yeah, I'm on crutches. But sometimes I go outside to watch, seeing this colourful youth carrying different flags, caps, T-shirts, some that are having a Pope's picture. It's so wonderful.
Finally, what are you going to take back to South Africa? Is there going to be, do you think, a highlight? Do you think it's going to be the visit to Jasna Góra? Is there a particular highlight you think you'll be taking back to tell people in South Africa?
First of all, it will be the message of the Pope. A second thing, the unity of the church. Seeing people, different people, color, how to say, languages from all over the world coming, are united, singing together. I watched this day before yesterday. People, they were singing. Everyone was so happy. I said, how this could happen? Only in Christ this can happen, that people are one. One church, although from all over the world, different languages. Mm.
Just on that note, just really finally, when you see today in times of when you see conflicts, when you see recent conflicts, it's important to have a message, isn't it?
It's wonderful to see this, especially nowadays. And also it strengthens each other. We are coming from the different countries where some of us are persecuted because of the faith. But this coming together in the head of the church, Peter is among us, it strengthens us, and we pray for each other.